Yes, Hester, but only under the fallen leaves, replied the minister with a sad smile.
Then there is the broad pathway of the sea, continued Hester. It brought thee hither. If thou so choose, it will bear thee back again. In our native land, whether in some remote rural village or in vast London, or surely in Germany, in France, in pleasant Italy, thou wouldst be beyond his power and knowledge. And what hast thou to do with all these iron men and their opinions? They have kept thy better part in bondage too long already.
It cannot be, answered the minister,
listening as if he were called upon to realize a dream.
I am powerless to go. Wretched and sinful as I am, I have no other thought than to drag on my earthly existence in the sphere where Providence hath placed me. Lost as my own soul is, I would still do what I may for other human souls. I dare not quit my post, though an unfaithful sentinel, whose sure reward is death and dishonor when his dreary watch shall come to an end.
Thou art crushed under this 7 years' weight of misery, replied Hester, fervently resolved to buoy him up with her own energy. But thou shalt leave it all behind thee. It shall not come by thy steps as thou treadest along the forest path. Neither shalt thou freight the ship with it if thou prefer to cross the sea. Leave this wreck and ruin here where it hath happened. Meddle no more with it. Begin all anew. Hast thou exhausted possibility in the failure of this one trial? Not so. The future is yet full of trial and success. There is happiness to be enjoyed. There is good to be done. Exchange this false life of thine for a true one. Be, if thy spirit summon thee to such a mission, the teacher and apostle of the red men. Or, as is more thy nature, be a scholar and a sage among the wisest and most renowned of the cultivated world. Preach, write, act, do anything save to lie down and die. Give up this name of Arthur Dimmesdale and make thyself another, and a high one, such as thou canst wear without fear or shame. Why shouldst thou tarry so much as one other day in the torments that have so gnawed into thy life, that have made thee feeble to will and to do, that will leave thee powerless even to repent? Up and away!
Oh, Hester, cried Arthur Dimmesdale, in whose eyes a fitful light, kindled by her enthusiasm, flashed up and died away. Thou tellest of running a race to a man whose knees are tottering beneath him. I must die here. There is not the strength or courage left me to venture into the wide, strange, difficult world alone. It was the last expression of the despondency of a broken spirit. He lacked energy to grasp the better fortune that seemed within his reach. He repeated the word,
Alone, Hester.
Thou shalt not go alone, answered she in a deep whisper. Then all was spoken.